Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness, across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my beautiful voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and the thrivers. There's some thrivers out there of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about the silent treatment. From the perspective of a narcissist, from my own perspective, speaking in broad generalities and not about every single narcissistic person. I know I can't speak for all narcissists, y'all. That's clear. I'm just one of many. You know, it's not like Legion. We are many. We are many, but we are one. You know what I mean? But seriously, so the silent treatment. So first of all, y'all, October 15th, Austin, Texas. Link is in the bio. Link is in the description of this and whatnot. Meet and greet workshop, October 15th, Austin, Texas. NarcAvengers.com/Texas. But the silent treatment, y'all. So to me, from my perspective, y'all, the silent treatment is punishment. It's punishment, it's control, it's power, it's all of those things mixed into one ball of complete silence. Ignoring. Sometimes stonewalling can go into it. Stonewalling is acting like you don't exist. That type of stuff right there as well. You know, but when I am being silent to a person, it's either because that person has wronged me in some way, shape, or form. Like this person has done something. They've done something wrong to me. Like that goes without saying. Like they've wronged me in some way, shape, or form. So now I'm out there. You know what I mean? So that's how my mind works on stuff like that. So if you wronged me, I just go out. And you can, like I said, when I say wronged me, you can wrong a narcissist, y'all. You literally can wrong a narcissist by holding them accountable. By pointing out something that I've actually done to you. You can wrong a narcissist by trying to hold them accountable, by trying to put their feet to the fire and try to get them to admit something. You can absolutely wrong a narcissist in that aspect right there, y'all. In that aspect of things, you absolutely 100% can. You know, you can do that to a narcissistic person. You can. And it's just point blank period, how it goes. But when you deal with narcissistic people, like, and they probably, sometimes they won't even tell you what you've done wrong to them. They'll just go silent, complete silence. But in my mind, y'all, this is going, let me preface this by going to say it doesn't sound like conventional, normal person's thinking. So you're not going to understand this. You might not understand it. So in my mind, when I'm giving somebody the silent treatment, I want to talk to the person. I literally do. I want to reach out to the person. I know I need to communicate with this person. I want the issue to be resolved without me feeling shame and things like that. Whatever issue we're having, whatever I'm mad at you for, whatever I'm being silent towards you for, I know we need to handle it. I absolutely know. But I don't want to handle it in a way that gets me caught up, that brings shame to me, so to speak. I don't want to handle it in that way. So the silence, so I want to talk to you. But there's also a stronger part of me that doesn't want to talk to you. Let me go ahead and stop you right there. What are the religious folks coming here? Like, gotcha, Lee. They're right there. They want the other part of you. That's the Jezebel. Look. Come to in Austin, Texas on October the 15th. We're going to give you an exorcism, brother. We're going to exorcism you. Just come on, bring holy water and like bring the holy water and a change of shorts and a cross. But now, there's just a part of me wants to talk to y'all, but the stronger part of me just kind of takes over. The narcissistic part, the ego takes over and it blacks everything out. So I'm completely conscious and aware that I'm ignoring you. I'm aware. You have to be aware that you're giving somebody the silent. I know people just like, oh, I didn't realize I wasn't talking to you. It takes two to tango. Yeah, it does take two to be silent, but I'm aware of it, y'all. Most narcissistic people are aware that they're not communicating with you, that they're not talking to you. But like I said, sometimes it's something in us. They just won't let us talk. I want to talk. Like sometimes, like before the last time my wife left in 2020, March 2020, like I wanted to talk to her. I did. I saw her. I looked at her. I was like, this silent treatment, I was like, me being silent, not speaking, is stupid. It's not handling anything the right way. But instead of going to talk to her, you know what I did? I walked right out the door. Another part of me is like, no, you're good. She doesn't deserve these words. We'll talk to her. Maybe we'll talk to her when we get back. Not only did I say we, yeah, that's a whole different story. You can talk to her when you get back. I'll make it in normal terms for y'all. Think I'm crazy. And I would leave, you know. But part of me, I just knew it would be on my mind. But it would be on my mind so much so that sometimes, like most narcissistic people, like a lot of narcissistic people, it's on our mind because we want to make it seem like we're super happy without talking to you. That's why sometimes you see narcissistic people. They'll be, when they're giving you the silent treatment, when they're ignoring you and acting like you don't exist, they'll be posting things online, making it seem like this is the best their life has ever been. Like, life is great right now. Life is going amazing right now. And this doesn't have to be this doesn't just have to be your boyfriend or girlfriend. This could be your husband, wife, mom, dad, brother, sister, cousins, aunt, whoever it is, your friend, coworker, whoever it is. They'll act like they're having the most fun by not talking to you. They make it seem like they're wasting their breath on talking to you and things like that. They make it sound like they're wasting their life and their energy on talking to you. So thank goodness we're not speaking right now, because if we were speaking, I would not be feeling as good as I am right now. And that's the mindset of a lot of narcissistic people. I don't think people when I tell it to people, they believe it, but then they simultaneously don't believe it. I don't know if that's true, Lee. My narcissistic ex said that they didn't realize they were being silent for 2 months. What? So you don't think they realized they were being silent to you for 2 months. They know, they're aware that they're being silent. They're aware that they're withdrawing from you. They're aware that they're not communicating with you. And the longer the silent treatment goes, y'all, so if they're not talking to you, if they're silent to you, they're communicating with somebody else. I just put it that way. Most times. Well, a lot of times. I'm going to say most times. A lot of times, they're communicating with other people. They have to fill that gap. Communication is a natural human need. So narcissistic people, especially if you done started crying or acting out when they've gone silent on you, when they give you the silent treatment and they know it affects you in a hugely negative way, they'll start doing it on purpose just to set you off and get a reaction from you. They'll start doing it on purpose just to punish you for whatever you've done, including, but not limited to, holding them accountable, lying to them, telling them finding out something about you from the past. You figuring them out. Them just emotionally disconnected from you. Because when they I tell this to people all the time, when they emotionally disconnect from you, they're typically the communication will go downhill anyway. But Lee, you just spent the whole 7 minutes so far dictating, telling us how the narcissist goes silent. How do we deal with it? I just want to talk. Enjoy. Be careful. Let me preface this. Use discretion when using any of these methods. But be careful, y'all. Be careful when using these methods. Enjoy the silence. They are pretending to enjoy the silence. Why can't you? Because I just want to talk. We're adults. I just want to talk. We're both adults. Yes, you are both adults, but being silent and not communicating is a childish response. It's a childish response to whatever you've done to them, you trying to hold them accountable, whatever you've done to them. It is a childish response. So you are an adult and y'all are both adults in physical age, but mental age, they might not be where you are. You might be dealing with eight or 9 year old, because giving a silent treatment is a childish response. So learn to enjoy the silence. Of course, say and communicate the things that need to be communicated. If like, hey, just so you know, there's an appointment. You have a doctor's appointment tomorrow at 3 p.m. Just so you won't forget. And just keep it moving. Just because you said so, now you said it. So now if you don't communicate it, you don't say it, then guess what? They can't blame you for it. Oh, you can't blame me for it. You can't blame me for it because what? Blah, 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 boo, 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 beep, beep, beep. Communicate what you need to communicate, but just don't expect communication. Communicate what you need to communicate, but don't expect them to communicate back to you. You know what I mean? Enjoy the silence. I'm just telling you. And I know this question is going to come up too, but Lee, what about the survivor or the victim or whatever, when they go silent? Is, you know, when they're just scared of retribution or whatever, is that the silent treatment? Does that make me a narcissist? Intent matters, y'all. Intent matters. If you're scared of this person, if you're scared of how they're going to react to you or what they're going to do to you, so you're walking on eggshells, that's different than being, that's different than going to giving the silent treatment. That's like literally being avoided and trying to protect yourself. There's a difference. Realize it. That you, just because you're being, somebody's being silent to you, just because you're being silent to them, you could just be trying to protect yourself and your own mental health. Intent matters. What is the intention behind your action? The intention of a narcissist give you the silent treatment is to avoid accountability, try to hold you accountable, punish you, control you. Are you trying to control them by being silent? Do you know what I mean? I'm just telling you, intent matters in these circumstances, in these situations, y'all. So you have to pick and choose your battles, especially when you deal with narcissistic people, y'all. I try to convey this to a lot, as many people as I possibly can, but you are in control of your own destiny. I promise you, you are. Like I said, you know, when I'm giving the silent treatment before, and the other part of me takes over and won't let me communicate, sooner or later, the part that wants to communicate, gets back into control. And that's why the part of me that wants to communicate gets back into control. That's why you see a lot of shame and embarrassment, and they just try to act like nothing happened. Hey, big head, how you doing? Like, you ain't talked to me in 3 weeks. Hey, big head, what the hell? They try to act like nothing happened because they don't want to deal with the shame of their own actions. So, hope the video brings y'all some clarity. Hope it brings you some peace. And right, if you're experiencing a silent treatment right now, you know what I mean, enjoy the silence. Read a book. Do some homework. Do something, y'all. Anyways, y'all. Austin, Texas, October the 15th. You know, see y'all there. Me and Ben, Raw Motivations, had our first workshop in Virginia Beach, Virginia yesterday. It was absolutely amazing time. Thank y'all for coming out to Virginia Beach. October 15th, Austin, Texas is going to be a bigger event, y'all. I think there's already like 112, 113 people registered for it. It's going to be a big party in Austin, Texas, it seems like. But there's a smaller Q&A session in Austin, Texas, so you can get your questions answered, because it's going to be like 9 or 10 of us. Is, you know, 9 to 10 of us with 100+ people, it can be hard to answer questions. We can answer a few questions, but like the small private Q&A, max of like 30 people. Go and register for that, y'all. Get your questions answered. Stay tuned for more. Like and subscribe for more, and as always. Mental Illness is out. Peace.